Buckingham Palace Blues, Inspector Carlyle, Novel 3, written by James Craig and read by Joe Jameson.
Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Psalm 146, 3-4. Chapter 1.
Ugh.
Joe Dalton took a bite out of his fried egg roll, chewed it a couple of times, and spat it out of the window of the Austin FX4. Despite having eaten little for more than 3 days now, he could feel the bile rising instantly in his throat and knew that no food would stay down. Disgusted, he chucked the rest of the roll into the gutter and wiped his hands on his grubby Nickelback t-shirt. Gingerly taking the cardboard cup from the drinks holder on the dashboard, he removed the lid and blew gently on his oily black coffee. He took a tiny sip and winced. Horrible. Wearily, he opened the cab door and climbed out. Pouring the steaming liquid down a drain leading into one of London's crumbling sewers, he then dropped the cardboard cup and its plastic lid into a nearby bin. Shivering in the cold, he went round to the back of the cab and opened the boot. Coiled on top of the spare wheel inside was the length of cord that he had been carrying around with him for weeks. 3-strand, 6mm white nylon. Excellent shock absorption properties with a guaranteed brake load of 750 kilograms. With a sigh, he pulled it out, knowing that it was more than capable of doing the job required. Sticking it under his arm, Dalton slammed the boot shut and walked towards the streetlight beside which he had parked the taxi. Looping one end of the rope around its metal pole, he tied it securely with a simple overhand knot. Stepping back to the cab, he tossed the rope through the driver's window, opened the door, and got back in. After putting on his seatbelt, he took a couple of deep breaths. Then he wound the free end of the rope round his neck 3 times, tying it off with the same kind of knot. It was tight, but not too tight. The nylon cut into his neck, but he could still breathe. Gritting his teeth, he switched on the ignition and pushed the stick into first gear. Fuck it! Tears welling up in his eyes, he released the handbrake and stomped on the accelerator. Fernando Garros returned his cup of tea to its saucer and idly watched the taxi driver getting in and out of his cab. He recognised the grinning face of Chad Kruger on the guy's shirt and gave a small nod of approval. Nickelback were cool. Fernando had spent more than a day's wages to go and see them at Wembley the year before. The extra £20 for a t-shirt had been beyond him, but at least he had seen an awesome show. He hummed a few bars of Burn It to the Ground before turning around, embarrassed, to check that no one had heard him. He needn't have worried. Sitting by the window, he had Goodfellas Cafe to himself. Apart from the cabbie, there had been no other customers through the door in the last hour. Xavi, the cafe's Spanish owner, had been fast asleep behind the counter for the last 20 minutes. Yawning, Fernando checked his watch. It was almost 3:15 a.m. Closing his eyes, he folded his arms and stretched out his legs. He was in no rush. He had come off an 11-hour shift as a hospital porter at St. Thomas's and was enjoying his dinner, or was it his breakfast, before he made the 15-minute walk back to the bedsit he had rented for the last 8 years. Elephant and Castle wasn't the greatest neighbourhood to be wandering around in at night, but if he waited another half hour or so, he could be reasonably sure that all the gangbangers, nutters and general assholes who might otherwise try to impede his journey home would have gone to bed. Xavi's snoring grew louder. Opening his eyes, Fernando finished the last of his tea and thought about helping himself to another cup. Deciding against it, he returned his gaze to the cabbie who had now returned to the relative warmth of his taxi. Fernando was amused by the way London cab drivers fussed over their taxis. He found it strange. True, the vehicles were expensive, £30,000 or more, he'd read somewhere. But even so, at the end of the day, it was just another car.
Mierda!